Judge Dyke or Judge McNutt, would you like to address this and tell us how, what kind of impact this will have for you?
Well, I've been looking at this since it came out. I've been waiting to see how they got the votes out and make sure everything's going like it should. But I think it would be a great benefit to our courts. I think they reported about Friday, Thursday, I got 150 tickets in. Well, when I get them in, people are, have already been calling because the troopers do get busy. They get them up there as quick as they can. But when they get a ticket, the people think that, I guess, when they get the ticket, the trooper walks up there and hands them to us and we have them in immediately because they want to know how much it is. Some of them are passing through and they want to know pretty quick what it is. So I think it would be a benefit to the county. I know it would be a benefit to my office and I feel sure that it would to Judge Dyke.
What was your research with the counties that had, contracted with them to do that? What was the results of your research with other counties that had done this? Is it seamless and performing well?
Yeah, they've been real pleased with their results and I felt like if Red River County was pleased with it, that was a good thing.
And Hopkins County is another one that's had it since mid-year. Yes. What about the clerical time that's involved in inputting, say, a batch of, like you mentioned, 150, or maybe you mentioned 150 tickets?
Well, I helped this week because we try to get them as fast as we can because we've got people calling, and you have to tell them to call back if the ticket's not in, because if, say, they have an unsafe speed ticket, then we've got to find out if they qualify for the driver's safety. And we can't do that. We might tell them, yes, they can take it. Then we get the ticket in. They're ineligible or they've got a CDL license. They can't take it. So we have to tell them, you have to call back. So, again, that takes time of them calling back and us having to go through all this again. And we have to say, sorry, I can't tell you anything until that ticket's in. So, and Sergeant Rooney, I'm sure, could address that they get them in as quickly as they can. But it would be a great time the trucking tickets, the companies call immediately, whether it's in her court or my court, and they want to know what they owe so they can check in and get it taken care of. But I would really appreciate your consideration of this problem.
Sergeant Rooney, do you have anything to add?
I just want to say I support it. Because what it'll do for the troopers, keep them on the road doing what they need to do. And you won't have to take time off the road to come out of office and pick up tickets and take to the JP office. And also, it's a benefit to the public. So when they call, that information's already at the JP office and they can have that information. So it benefits us and also benefits the JP office. But for whatever reason, sometimes troops get tied up on the road where they can't come out of office and take the tickets to the JP office. And it might be they sent out of town for hurricane duty or whatever. They all they have to do is sink in their car and the ticket will go directly to the JP office. So they don't have to personally take them to the JP office. So I think it's benefit to us and also to the public.
Mr. Graves, how long would it take to implement this and are there any other costs whatsoever besides the $2?
There are no other costs. This is not like other software products where there's licensing fees and maintenance fees. It's just the $2 service fee. From the time that you guys have approved it, the court approves it, and when we have signed the contract, it literally takes days. I would say we don't like to do it any faster than about 48 hours. So there's some things we'd like to go over with the court and kind of get them used to the idea because of the changes that might make in their workflow. But within 48 hours, normally we can have it turned off.
With this application, be running through our iSeries server?
Yes, sir. It's kind of a conglomeration of the servers at my office and your office. My servers in my office actually fetch the tickets from the state. Okay,
it's still not completed the install of our new I-Series. Is that correct?
As of last week, that was correct. And a lot of it had to do, I spoke with Dylan Hall, a lot of it had to do with just the age of the current I-Series is in horrible shape. And they attempted to do the last step, I believe, over 30, 35 times. And they're working on it as hard as they can. We've actually stepped in to help them reboot the Optimon, the Plasmon. Basically, it's an optical drive, and hopefully they'll have it done soon. As soon as they're doing that step, they'll be bringing the new one over and doing that install, from what I understand.
So. I'm aware of the hardware issues that Tyler's County may have at this time.
I wouldn't want to interfere with this.
No, and it wouldn't. This basically, this service does not require any processing overhead or any stress on the system itself, because all we do is gather the data, organize it for you, and send a file over here, and that's it. There's no processing actually done from the server here, so that shouldn't be affected at all.
Anybody else have a question? All right, what's your pleasure?
Judge, I'd like to table this to the next meeting and give us a little time to think about it, because this is the first I've heard of it today, so that would be, I'll make a motion we table it to the next meeting.